Yeah, I was thinking about this past week also. I was reading in Genesis, and there's a story of Cain and Abel, where, you know, Cain gives an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel gives of the firstlings of his flock. And this is a great symbolism for salvation. Probably a lot of us understand that, where the fruit of the ground is your works, and the firstlings of the flock are required animal sacrifice, which picture Jesus Christ. So Cain is basically symbolically working his way to heaven. And then Abel is, you know, trusting in the future coming Messiah. You know, I thought about it, and Abel gave the firstlings of his flock. Cain just brought of the fruit of the ground, the Bible says. It doesn't say he brought the best. What's interesting is people that believe and repent of sins for salvation, they usually aren't offering anything special to God. People that trust in their works to be saved, it's like, you're drunk. You're trusting in your works to save you. It's like you don't even have impressive works. I mean, literally, people that are trusting in their works to save them, it's not impressive what they're offering to God. They're not bringing the first of the fruits. They're just bringing their works that are just not impressive at all. They don't read the Bible every day. They don't go to church every week. They don't go soul winning. They're not living a clean life. And they're like, yeah, you know what? You got to live a good life to go to heaven. You know, if that was the case, and you are the standard for what good is, then everybody in this room is already good to go. Because the average person trusting in their works to get to heaven, they don't have impressive works.
Right.
But here's the thing. When you determine what's required to go to heaven, you always set the bar low enough so you can hop over.
Right.
I mean, if you're not living a very clean life at all, you set it really low. If you're a drunk, let's just set it a little bit lower because I got to make sure I get over there, right? This is why some people get mad when you take the authority out of their hands and they realize, well, actually, it's about what Jesus Christ did, because they no longer can set the bar of what they have to do to get to heaven. But the reality is, and obviously there are exceptions to this, in general, though, people that think you have to live a good life to get to heaven, they don't have impressive works to show. And sometimes, you know, you talk to people. You go to some of these low-income places where people have a lot of vices and they gamble and drink and smoke all their money away, and they're usually not receptive.
Right.
And it's shocking. It's like you would think you'd be so happy to find out it's by faith alone. It's like, nope, you got to live a good life. It's like, what? You'd think you'd be happy by this message. And yet, that's usually not what you find. People that are trusting in their works to get to heaven, they usually don't have impressive works to show.
Right.
And that's just reality in most cases.